Welcome to Puentes a la Comunidad, Bridges to the Community. Hello, I'm your host, Emily Guerra. My guest on this edition is Acosta Social Security Information Services owner, Juan Acosta, to bring awareness about Social Security benefits connected with coronavirus, disability, and death. Thank you for joining me on Puentes.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. Due to the COVID-19 pandemic, there are new conditions to qualify for Social Security Insurance disability benefits. What physical or mental conditions qualify?
First of all, let me specify that we're going to be addressing the FICA-supported programs at Social Security, which means insurance. You have to have been paid into the FICA trust funds in order to have these benefits. And the four protections that you carry when you pay FICA is retirement, disability, survivors, and Medicare. Those are the four protections when you pay FICA. And that's what I'll be addressing, not the supplemental. Now, when you ask about the disability conditions, any physical or mental conditions or a combination thereof that establish that the worker is 100% disabled with a duration of 12 months is the basic definition of disability at Social Security. Obviously, when you make the application, they will ask for your doctors and your lab tests and any medications, et cetera, because those informational bases help to prove whether you're going to be reaching the 100% level that they request of disability with a duration of 12 months.
You're not working with the Social Security office.
I am a private individual. I was at the Social Security office for a little over 24 years, and when I retired, I began my private practice of offering Social Security services to people that need detailed guidance on how to proceed with the programs that are connected to the FICA or the insurance program at Social Security, separate totally from the SSI program.
Well, let's talk about the benefits and who qualifies, who's eligible to receive these benefits. And if you could explain so that people understand that there are several people who might have gotten COVID, who were ill, or maybe have disability because of COVID.
We'll go over the requirements in terms of the conditions that are connected to disability, and then I will provide specific information. In the majority of cases, I need to take a look at some of the medical reports to fine-tune where that case is going to fit in to the Social Security system. That is to say, if the COVID has developed some breathing problems, then it becomes like a lung condition, respiratory, and the criteria for respiratory is very distinct versus the COVID having created a lower limb inability. So then if it's a lower limb, then the reason I'm fine-tuning it is because the definition for lower limb is very distinct from the respiratory. So when they call me, we get into the nitty-gritty of more definitive guidelines and what will support their effort to get to prove conclusively to Social Security that we're 100% disabled, because that's the goal, to prove that you're 100% disabled with a duration of 12 months. Then, based on your work history, Social Security will determine what benefit you're due, because that work history where they pay the FICA is where the averaging process takes place. And the normal rule of thumb is that the disability will replace approximately 40% of the average monthly wage in that work history. That's just a rule of thumb.
Explain to me why this is important for people to find out about these benefits. Are people not aware about them, or is it just the Hispanic community that's not aware?
When you're faced with a tragic illness, it's hard for the family to think through, because they've never had this experience in their life, the majority of them. Now they're not only having to deal with health problems, but they need guidance as to what may be available in terms of maintenance program. And when I say maintenance, it's a monthly income. Okay, so the wage earner is laid up with a disabling condition, a lot of concern about health, and then now where is the family going to get the monthly income from? And Social Security disability may be one possibility that the family needs to explore. But just based on experience, a great, great majority of the people don't know the details nor how to work or how to even address and where to start filing the application and were to send in the medical report and any other form that Social Security is requiring of them.
And where can they get that information?
Well, one avenue is always just to call Social Security to start in on a guidance, which is the 1-800-772-1213 number. But that in itself, the people are foreign to that Social Security information system. A lot of them just don't know that even that is available. But that's just the start. That number will just give you general information, whereas you need very specific information to get the complete and very thorough application done with the hopes that you will convince the system that you're 100% disabled with a 12-month duration.
What can Medicare help with in medical expenses caused by COVID-19?
Medicare is one of the categories that is maintained by the FICA tax base while the worker is in the workforce. So the great majority of the Medicare participants are age 65. However, there is also the provision that if a disabled worker begins to receive disability benefits, after 24 payments of receiving the disability benefits, Medicare becomes an option to that disabled wage earner. So then once Medicare kicks in, then Part A is for hospital services and Part B is for doctor services. Part A, hospitalization, Part B, medical services, which is really doctor services. And the current premium for the Medicare coverage, if the worker so chooses, right now it's $144 a month, which is the most reasonable monthly health premium that I know of existing in our society. Part D, once A and B are established, then the system automatically asks the wage earner, well, they ask him and they do an assessment whether the Part D is available to him. Now, Part D, if you think of it this way, Part D is drug, but it's basically your medicine help. But you have to have A and B established before they make an assessment of the Part D, which is for a pharmaceutical help. And then the Part D is done on a sliding scale, depending on the monthly amount that the wage earner and the family is getting as a totality.
And what if COVID-19 causes the death of a worker, not just disability? How can Social Security insurance help the surviving family?
Okay. Remember the four protections we started with. When you pay FICA, you're paying for a retirement protection, disability, survivor, and Medicare. Now the category becomes survivor, okay? So if the deceased wage earner has the necessary quarters of FICA participation, then the survivors become his auxiliaries or the surviving dependents, okay? So then the family can go to Social Security and say, look, a death occurred, and we're wanting to find out if we have survivor benefits. Now, where I step in on these type of circumstances, similar to the disability, now the family is faced with a tragic death. They have difficulty thinking through the process of what's next or who do we do and who's going to feed us from now on. So I provide, again, guidance in great detail as to the documents that they're going to be requiring. Of course, the death certificate certifying that the wage earner is deceased. And in many cases, then, the birth certificate would also support that the wage earner's name is on that birth certificate, which would prove that the surviving child is connected to that wage earner. And then there are a couple of other things that normally are necessary, like providing information as to where the family exists, if there are more than one family that is in the survivorship category, et cetera, et cetera. But again, trying to utilize the protection of the deceased wage earner's participation in FICA. Under the survivor, the major wage earner or the head of household passes away. We talked about the children less than 18, but there's also a survivor category for widow or widower. But that widow or widower has to be at least 60 years of age for Social Security to explore the possibility of survivorship as an additional category to the young families less than 18 years of age.
And why is this so important, especially now with COVID-19? And then there's the variant, the Delta variant, where people who have not been vaccinated are getting that. Is there something else that you want people to know?
Okay, whether you're vaccinated or not, and you're hit with a condition that's not even COVID-related, whether you need to think in terms do I meet the disability criteria? Obviously, my own interpretation is the uncovered COVID areas where the people are not vaccinated, they're more prone to be sick and possibly meet the definition. Hopefully that they would avail themselves of the vaccine to diminish that health threat. But if it's applicable to the general public, the unprotected areas are likely to experience more disability that Social Security could respond to in terms of a monthly income and after 24 payments, possibility of Medicare.
And you're located in El Paso, but you handle the Southwest New Mexico?
Yes, I've handled cases in New Texas, New Mexico, and Arizona. I'm certified by Social Security to serve people any place in the United States, but I kind of am restricted to these three states because of the nearness of El Paso. And when you asked earlier what was my interest, I have actually been certified by Social Security to meet the ethical requirements and to represent people that need the help that we've been talking about. So I am on the list of certified representatives that are eligible for direct payment from Social Security, which means that I have completed the course necessary and take periodic ethical training that is required by Social Security.
Where do people find information for your organization?
I currently am working out of my home, but my phone number, 915-342-4399, is the one that they can call me on in case they want to talk specifics and or get additional information about what may be required.
And do you have a website?
I have a website, Ms. Guerra, but it's totally in Spanish because the information I have been discussing with you, it's direly needed in the Spanish-speaking world as well. But I do have a website. My webpage is segurosocialinfo.com. Seguro, S-E-G-U-R-O, social, S-O-C-I-A-L, info, I-N-F-O, .com.
Is there any other information you'd like the people to know?
Well, just basically that we're all being put to a test right now. And by people having the adequate information connected to the Social Security programs, I think that it's not maybe a total solution, but in many cases it may prove helpful and at least like a light at the end of the tunnel when society is facing so many hardships economically and health-wise.
Well, thank you for taking time to talk to us about this very important information about Social Security benefits connected to COVID-19 for disability and death. Owner of Acosta Social Security Information Services, Juan Acosta. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Guerra.
You're welcome. For KRWG Public Media, I'm Emily Guerra.